Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined by the trivia trickster himself. He is funky, phenomenally fresh in oh so many ways. He's wearing that beautiful Tampa Bay creamsicle shirt. It's AJ Velez. How you doing, AJ?
I'm doing good. Fresh off of some nice birthday dinner. That's why I wasn't here last week.
So, yeah, happy birthday. I don't know if you listened to the show or not, but I would say you didn't, because, I mean, we've been doing this for a long time, and we really don't listen to the show anymore.
Not really. It's the sound of my own voice, where I'm just like, ugh.
The only time I'll listen is, like, if we do something different, or I wanted to see how, like, a segment turned out, or, like, sound stuff. But other than that, yeah, it's been a lot. This is DWI 422, by the way. No DP this week. He's out on assignment. Best friend of the show may or may not drop in, depending on his trip to the pool supply store goes. I'm pulling back the curtain. Screw you, Dave Ungar. You didn't have to go to the pool supply store. You better get your ass back here in time for trivia.
You just wanted to dodge us. Don't lie.
No.
We get it.
Dave's been helping us out a lot. We're recording another version of the Big Four tomorrow, so hopefully you'll get another version of that. One just dropped this week, Tuesday, on Chairshot Radio Network and on attitudeofaggression.com. I know once we get into more of the Attitude era, we'll have other guests on. I know AJ's in line, so get your Big Four requests in before they're gone. It was your birthday. We said happy birthday to you. DP's the one that remembered your birthday, by the way. I totally forgot. I'll just be honest with you.
If anything, he's at least honest.
But I still caught it on your birthday. I wasn't late.
I
messaged you, happy birthday, I think.
You did. You went, I think, and I'm like, yes, it is. The exact day and everything.
So tell us, how was your birthday? Where'd you guys go? What'd you eat? Did you go somewhere nice? How was the night? I mean, you don't have to get into the later night details, but the evening. How was the birthday evening?
It was pretty good. We went to a place called the Old Spaghetti Factory.
Wow!
It's in like a little train. From what I can understand, it's in an old train station area when Utah was first made and everything, and they just kind of built around it, made like their own little mom and pop shops that are in there, and then there's a little restaurant there that's trolley station. Sorry, I just got corrected in the way back peanut gallery.
Learn how to tell a story.
Yeah, I know, right? Jeez, drink more. But no, that it was great. They also had their like little St. Patrick's Day specials, so we didn't say it was my birthday, but they gave us a free glass because Chantel's mom actually got like the green creamsicle soda that they had that was dyed green and everything. And they're like, here, since we've been here for 55 years and this is the commemorative glass, we'll get you a fresh one so it's not all dirty and whatnot. So it was a fun time. We all hung out, we all played. As you saw, I also got Legos because you and Dan got the freaking Lego bug in me, so I got
You're welcome.
a little Formula E car because I was eyeballing the Corvette, and then someone took the last one, so I'm like, all right, next one down then.
Yeah, those are fun to put together. They're more detailed than you would think. It's a good time. But no, I'm
Yeah.
glad you had a good birthday. How old are you now?
28.
28, you old son of a biscuit. All right, well, there
Oh,
you
shut up.
go.
I'm still the baby of chair shot.
Happy birthday, AJ Belaz. That's right. You're listening to Chair Shot Radio Network right here on the chairshot.com. Always use your head and head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. This is DWI 422. AJ Belaz and PC Tunney will be right back with some wrestling talk after this.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 422, Chairshot Radio Network, all of your favorite streaming platforms. Don't forget about prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. And, of course, MyBookie. Looking to do a little bit more with March Madness? Head on over to MyBookie. Use promo code CHAIRSHOT, CHAIRSHOT, for up to a $1,000 welcome bonus. That's promo code CHAIRSHOT with MyBookie. PC Tunney, AJ Belaz, DPP out on assignment. Best friend of show, Dave Ungar, possibly at Pool Supply Store already. Maybe en route home from Pool Supply Store. Hopefully not still en route to Pool Supply Store, AJ. This could be interesting. We could be covering this throughout the show and have nothing to show for it in the next 45 minutes to an hour.
We've done the gruesome twosome before.
No,
We've done a couple of DWIs together.
I just think it's funny. We cover it like OJ's in his white Bronco fleeing police on the California
Jesus.
freeway. Like, where is Dave? I'm not worried about having a show with you and I. We've done tens of those. We've done probably
At
close to
least, yeah.
done it close to like 40 or 50, but maybe not that many, probably 20 or 30 though. But
Probably like 2025, somewhere around
I
there.
just think it's funny that you know, I've told the truth that he's going to the Pool Supply Store. I want pictures on X from @AttitudeAg.
You want the actual like box of chlorine that he bought and everything?
I would. He should have taken a picture of the sign from the store when he got there with him, and today's newspaper.
Make
And then,
sure,
and
and
then
I'll
I
pull
want
the
to see,
curtain a little bit.
and then,
March 21st.
and then I want to see the supplies and the receipt, with the date by the pool when he gets home. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right, hey, let's find out what we're talking about this week on the 422nd edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
And I guess I'm flying solo for this big show sheet.
I think that's 2 weeks in a row. Because I played it last week, or DP played it last week. He did the recording, but then the week before, I don't even think I remembered to play Big Show Sheet.
I don't remember you doing that for 420.
Some shows I forget. Dan's even recording, and I'll just forget to go to that and just get into the show. But I remembered this week.
The excuse can be because the 2 weeks ago was 420, you know, we could just say, blame it on that.
Yeah, because that was the first time ever. Anyway, this week.
Take the excuse, damn it.
Yeah. On 422 here today, there's some new things that have been added to the WrestleMania card, so we're going to go over some of those matches. I'm maybe going to tell you what all the matches are, but we're really only going to hit on the ones that just got some additions, i.e. the tag match, i.e. some new announcements to a couple different ones in the last couple weeks. We also want to touch on a couple AEW notes from Dynamite this past Wednesday. In addition, we do have trivia. If Dave makes it, I will play against Dave. If not, audience, I want you to play against me and yell at the radio as if you were on the show. So we have trivia.
Yes, be an old 60s man and just yell at the radio the whole time and say, that's not right.
There you go. And a last call on what possible matches we could see being added to this already 10-card WrestleMania or 10-match WrestleMania card here. So, all right, I don't have a bell to ring like DP would so we could start the show, but I could do this.
I didn't.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It works.
What were you saying?
I was about to say, I didn't take that little bell with me when I moved, so.
Yeah.
That's still with Andrew.
It's still better when DP has the soundbite, because that's like the ring bell, you know?
True.
Because if I use my little ding here, it would be like.
Yeah, it's not the same.
There you go. Yeah, that's horrible. Give myself the buzzer there. All right. We already know about the Bloodline, Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody and Seth. That's going to headline night one. We already know that Roman and Cody undoubtedly is going to headline the entire event.
Without a doubt, where
Seth and Drew end up on the card night two should be interesting, but those are the three matches that have been decided on what night they're going to be on. Seth and Drew and Roman and Cody night two, the Bloodline versus Cody and Seth.
Night one. Apparently, Cody and Seth are supposed to have a tag name debut soon.
Oh yeah,
that's what I saw. But the dirtiest of sheets is always lying.
I thought I saw a shirt that said like freaking nightmare or something like that.
That would be the best name I can think of, and even then, I still wouldn't buy a shirt. I saw that they do have their own shirt where it's half the Nightmare logo and the SR.
And it says freaking Nightmare on it, I think.
Freaking Nightmare works. Yeah. I'm not against that.
Anyway, that's what I've seen. Who knows? All right.
It's possible.
Matches we already knew about that do not have a night associated with. And actually, that's what we're going to do for last calls. We'll get into what couple matches could be added, but we're also going to try and split these up onto what night. So there's seven matches undecided. Four of them have to go on to night two. Three of them on to night one. If you were to say there weren't any other matches. But Io and Bayley has already been announced for the Women's Championship, WWE Women's Championship. Rhea defending the World Women's Championship against Becky. Gunther, let's get into it right here. Because I didn't get your thoughts last week. You were out on birthday assignment. Gunther will be facing Sami Zayn. We sat here 2 weeks ago, me, you, and Dave. And we all thought that Sami would be okay. And I still think it's going to be good. But we still see interactions with Chad Gable backstage now. First of all, what did you think when it happened, Sammy did, and now what do you think of these extra interactions with Chad Gable?
I don't hate the fact that it's Sammy, because like you said before, 2 weeks ago we were like, Sammy would be all right, but we're all in Chad Gable's kind of corner where it's like, that makes more sense. And the fact that he ran that gauntlet the way that he did, he did damn well going through that entire thing. So just seeing Sammy just do a couple of haluva kicks at the end and then pin him, and then you have like the little show of respect and everything. I'm like, as much as I do like Sami Zayn, I have liked Sami Zayn ever since. I can't say it. Him and Generico are two different people. Generico's currently in Mexico taking care of the orphans in Tijuana, but I've always liked Sami Zayn. But I still think if you're going to have anyone dethrone Gunther at this point, it's either got to be Chad Gable overcoming the odds, having his family, his wife and kids in the crowd, having the moment of a lifetime. And what better way than to have it at Mania? Or Gunther retains through this and we get Ilya Dragunov, maybe SummerSlam or something like that. But I don't hate Sammy being in this. I just don't think he's winning this. As for the backstage stuff with Gable, it's always nice to see him being real. It's always nice seeing like how he's going through all of this. I don't know if this is going to lead to him turning heel. I hope not. But I really want to see Gable hold this Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah, it's interesting because I don't think they're done with it yet. I mean, maybe they're working towards Gable getting a shot after this now, Sammy turning heel again. I don't know. I mean, if you think about it, and if you think about, like, Gunther was supposed to face Brock Lesnar possibly at WrestleMania, he probably should beat Brock Lesnar then at WrestleMania. So maybe they still haven't had plans to get the title off of him. So
maybe. I mean, Brock's never held a mid-card title. He's been Universal, World, or Bust.
Right, but we don't have to worry about that anymore anyway. So, all right. Let's keep moving here on the card and things that have been added on. Let's talk about that six-pack ladder match. The Judgment Day defending against DIY, The Awesome Truth, New Day, and two more teams to be decided. The match that the Creed Brothers had with DIY was really good. I was disappointed that the Creed Brothers aren't possibly going to be in this because those guys, they can really work. I think they're going to be really special. But possibly, maybe they get like in a last chance gauntlet or battle royal or tornado match out of the losers and get the last spot. I think there's one match advertised already for one of these spots.
Well, I don't know how true it is because Wikipedia's never lied to us, even in school and whatnot. It says that the final two teams will come from qualifying matches on SmackDown, which, as we're recording, it's Thursday, SmackDown Friday, but when you hear this, you'll know afterward as to who. I thought they were going to try to strap a jetpack on the Creed Brothers a little more, just because they've been looking that dominant, they've been looking that good. Not discrediting DIY, because that was a great match. I did see clips of it. And this six-pack ladder match, I don't know if it's just because the whole Judgment Day thing with R-Truth or not, but I see the Awesome Truth winning this. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, Truth has never won at WrestleMania.
And there goes one trivia question. All right.
Oh, was that one of them?
Yeah. Well, I can always adjust it. I have a backup to that, but
okay. But it came up. I'm sorry. I think I even said it last week to Dan, but yeah, I think it would be a really cool moment. And for some reason, I feel like Finn's going to use that briefcase without Priest's permission to try and get the tag titles back. I don't know.
It's possible, or the B Squad might do it.
Yeah, I don't think so. But I mean, who's he gonna cash in? And oh man, it's gonna be so interesting. We still got that out there. But let's talk about the teams that are in it right now and the probability that they could possibly win this match. We talked about the Awesome Truth first, right? Like, let's get it out there. We both want it to happen, right? I mean, like, it'd be a really cool moment for the favorite. Yeah, I think you'd have a really big pop if they won that match. Did any chance the New Day here come out the winners? Kofi and Xavier Woods?
I don't think there's a very, very slim, like maybe a 1% chance of the New Day winning it.
Yeah.
I see more DIY who, granted they have always been working together, but in the recent weeks, them actually being DIY again and going through the motions, that would be nice too, but I still have high hopes for Awesome Truth. I don't even know what the SmackDown tag teams would be, like the Street Profits, and I can't think of another SmackDown tag team in all honesty. And I went to a SmackDown for two nights and I can't even tell you the tag teams.
Well, watch SmackDown tonight on Fox.
DIY
wouldn't surprise me either. I think, you know, they're Triple H guys. And not just that, they deserve it, or they've earned it. I don't know if either of those two words really mean anything in pro wrestling, but I think they got what it takes to carry these tag team titles. I'd like to see the tag titles split up. But,
same.
I mean,
like, I would love to see the Raw and the SmackDown championships, and you have tag teams actually thrive instead of just... Yeah, you might see Judgment Day on SmackDown. They're mainly Raw, but you might see them on SmackDown. Fingers crossed. Who knows? Wiggle your nose.
Because, I mean, I think on SmackDown you have a two-hour show. You can have a smaller, more high-profile tag team division. And then on Raw, you can have more time to display the tag team division and the younger tag teams. You know, you can still mix in some good veteran teams, but you can just overall have a more... expansive division on Raw just because of that extra hour. You can really put out some good content by getting in depth with a tag team, like specific to Raw being a little bit different than the one on SmackDown. I think you can differentiate those, but I think it's an interesting way. How could they do it would be interesting as well. So I hope they don't just be like, well, we're splitting them up now, so give us one of them. You know, give me something else.
Yeah, because, I mean, like I just said, the only two tag teams I can name on SmackDown right now are the Street Profits and Authors of Pain. Those are the only two tag teams I can name you off the top of my head on SmackDown. Raw basically has the entire tag division with the Creed Brothers, DIY, Awesome Truth, the Judgment Day, New Day, Imperium. That's just off the top of my head. I can't name you a third one on SmackDown other than maybe Jimmy and Solo.
Okay. I was looking for a quick link here.
I tried to. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I'm like, I can't really think of any tag teams on SmackDown.
I got a list here.
Okay, hit me with it.
I'm just scrolling down. Okay. Yeah, AOP. Theory and Waller.
Sure.
That'd be a pretty big win for them if they won this thing.
It would be, but they've been the universal punching bags for, well,
you got
Theory at least have been the universal punching bag.
You got the LWO, you got Legado del Fantasma, you got the OC, you got Dunn and Bate, you got Pretty Deadly,
I thought the OC went to NXT.
Well, I don't know. Technically, they could be a SmackDown.
This
is from Fightful on March 1st, so there you go.
Sure. I mean, that's within the month, so it's still credible. So.
But I would say the Street Profits and probably Bait and Dunn, maybe. They were just in a tag match.
Oh, yeah. That, yeah. I'm not calling them by their new tag name. Bait and Dunn.
The New Catch Republic.
Yeah, no, I refuse to call them that. Sorry, my Belaz kicked in and I just, nope.
Alright, no big deal. Okay, let's keep moving on here. We went through that pretty good with the tag team. I'm looking forward to that match, a six-pack ladder match at WrestleMania. Those guys are really going to try and show out here.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. It'll be a great match.
We've known about Logan Paul and Randy Orton. Kevin Owens has been added to this. I don't mind that at all. I think it's going to be able to make them have a much better match and do a lot more fun spots. Kevin Owens being added in is completely okay with me. How about you?
I'm fine with it. I mean, Owens has had his problems with Logan Paul and since Rumble, right? I could be wrong on that, but I don't mind Owens in here for, you know, hopefully the blow off or whatever. Randy being added seems a little weird, but I'm for it. I'm actually for Orton winning this, in all honesty. Orton just, you know, Logan Paul getting cocky. He hits his lucky punch on
Orton's been U.S.
Yeah, he has.
He's Grand Slam, right?
He's a Grand Slam.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't remember his US. I remember IC.
It was like 6 or 5 years ago when he had it. He actually had a fatal four-way match at a Mania. I think it was 34.
Okay.
I could be wrong, though. I'll check that out. I'm pretty sure it was either 34 or 35.
You look that up. We'll keep moving on here. Jay and Jimmy Uso, that rivalry is starting to heat up. Jimmy attacking Jay this past Monday. That's going to be a fun match. I mean, that's like, you see Rikishi posting on X and hyping up the match, and like, how proud can he be that, you know, his two boys, possibly the greatest tag team of all time, definitely likely the greatest WWE tag team of all time. Now they're going to have probably a kick-ass match at WrestleMania, only the third time ever. Brother versus brother at WrestleMania. Bret Hart, Owen, the Hardys.
Jeff now, versus Hardy. Yeah, Jeff versus Matt.
And now the Usos. So
I'm not going to lie, I almost made that a trivia question. I'm like, off the top of my head, I can only think of three, so that might be a short list. It's a good thing I didn't.
There you go. All right, I saved the best for last for you. Your favorite, your two favorites, your current crush and your all-time lover. Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and start the conversation on LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
I mean, after the whole stuff with AJ coming out of nowhere during the Elimination Chamber, hitting LA Knight with the chair to make sure he doesn't win this match, it was bound to happen. I thought the gas station pills were wearing off, and then I saw this. I'm kidding on that. But I don't hate it, I can tell you that. This is going to be a damn good match. As we know, AJ, a really good workhorse, and I told this to someone at work, because I do work with someone who does watch wrestling weekly. Like, he actually does watch the SmackDown and Raws after the fact. But he was like, I don't really get the appeal of AJ. And I'm like, you didn't watch him in TNA. That's why you don't understand his appeal. To me, he has the Undertaker role, where this is a special match where you don't need a championship to make it a special match to put someone forward. That's my opinion on it. Obviously, I'm not saying AJ is the Undertaker or has the Undertaker-esque aura of him, but AJ Styles is still a damn good name that a lot of people, if not everyone who watches wrestling, knows who it is. And I know not that many people know LA Knight. So what better way to showcase him a little more than Styles versus Knight? Yeah.
I hope they give them enough time. I would like to see them get at least, you know, 12, 15 minutes. And I don't see why they wouldn't. But I would hate to see them get, like, you know, they're trying to keep the show at a certain time length for some reason, and these guys only end up getting, like, 6 to 8 minutes. That would piss me off. But I'm interested to see where they're going to go here. They're obviously trying to keep LA Knight over and continuing to beat top heels and work with top heels and get over as a babyface and plans for whatever they have for him this summer. But where are they going with AJ? Like, is he going to end up in teaming up with some other bad people, or is he just going to be a top heel? What do you think?
We'll discuss another match later, obviously, but I think they're going to have AJ kind of be that top heel, where kind of like the gatekeeper role, where you can have the big match with him, but it's not going to be, it doesn't have to be a world championship match, or he can be in a world championship match and elevate the prestige of it more, or something like that. But I think as of right now, he's the mainstay bad guy on SmackDown, where it's, he's the big bad evil that, you know, the babyfaces try to take down, like LA Knight at the moment. So that's how I feel. But we finally got a return from the pool store.
We've been We've been tracking your trip to the pool supply store. We noted maybe 15, 20 minutes ago, I said he could possibly already be at the pool supply store. Hopefully he's on his way home from the pool supply store. Hopefully he's not still on his way to the pool supply store. It is the best friend of show once again back on the show without the man who has his soundbite to join the show. It's none other than Attitude of Aggression's own, Bandwagon Nerd's own, the curator and moderator of the Big Four. It's Dave Ungar. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Oh, you're my best friend.
Ooh, that almost sounded very Freddy-like.
That was very kinky.
Kind of was kinky, yeah. I mean, you're wearing that that creamsicle old school. Look at that. That is beautiful, AJ. I mean, that is magnificent. Yeah, a fun little jaunt to the pool store. The sweeper seems to be working, so I don't know what the hell is going on with it. I'm sure it had something to do with me.
Well, we're glad you're here. There's nothing wrong with you to us. Nice X-Men shirt. Is that X-Men 97 shirt?
I don't think so.
No, it's
just some old
X-Men.
I'm pretty sure it's either this week or next week.
It's out.
Oh, it already came out. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm definitely going to be watching.
You can watch the Dark Phoenix saga done the right way. Yeah. Not fucked up on live action twice over.
It's fine. I got my Gambit. It's fine.
While we're on nerd shit, continue to listen to Bandwagon Nerds, especially now amidst March Madness. We got our own Bandwagon Nerds bracket madness going on. We've broken down superheroes and super villains. We had some villains on there, right?
Oh, it's just heroes.
Is it just heroes? Okay, yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of a couple that there's so many fucking stories out there. Anyway, we've broken them down.
Hey, this isn't a prediction. It's a spoiler. Batman's winning this region coming up.
Well, we're only doing the first round so far, so people could start getting some biases. But yeah, we broke it.
I think Batman in the final four, that might be a safe bet, man. Yeah. That might be a pretty strong candidate.
The Yukon of the superhero brackets, which we've broken down into four categories. Follow at Bandwagon Nerds on X, and you can vote for actually all the first round matchups from the last week's show, but make sure you're checking it out.
I gotta
Monday
check
morning.
And see how bad this shit
Cheer
is.
Cheer Shot Radio
week.
Network.
Also, right. Tony, to go back to a previous thing, WrestleMania 34 was the end of Orton's run where he lost it to Jinder Mahal in a fatal four way.
Gotcha.
WrestleMania 34? That was in New Orleans. I was there. That was not on the card, sir.
Hold on, Wikipedia don't lie. Fatal four-way, Jinder Mahal defeated Orton, Bobby Roode, and Rusev for the United States Championship.
In New Orleans?
In New Orleans, yeah.
Shit, I must have been high because that did not happen while I was there.
Was WrestleMania late that year? Was it on the 20th of April?
It must have been something.
It must have something or something, yeah. But I'm reading it right here.
We
were talking about Orton with the United States Championship. That's why we were mentioning it.
We were actually talking about some additions that have been made to the WrestleMania card. Not really talking about the matches that were already out there. But you were on the show 2 weeks ago. What are your thoughts quickly on Sami Zayn being the one to face Gunther?
Man, I guess I wish it was like a year ago. I wish like Gunther was like where he is now a year earlier, and Sammy had the momentum that he had a year earlier this year. I like it. I can't see Sammy being the one to take the title from him. And I'm still wondering if this is just some kind of like, we're just doing this because Brock's going to show up and F5 the shit out of Gunther at the end of this whole thing and set them off on their own path. But I mean, I like Sami Zayn. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of Sammy's. I would love to see him be the one to knock off Gunther. I don't see it happening, but I mean, Gable, I think would have been a better choice. The bigger underdog story, which is hard, you know, hard to believe you're saying that when you're talking Sami Zayn, but it's not bad. But I think, you know, they've been scrambling with the whole Brock Lesnar thing. And then, you know, is Brock back? Did he ever leave? I don't really know. This is the match we wanted to do, but we really can't just shoehorn that stupid thing in here right now. So Sammy's as good an option as any.
I mean, you can always have Sammy, quote unquote, hurt backstage, but
yeah, that's so weak.
That's the only way.
We're not sure what happened, but it sure looks like Sami Zayn was hit by a tornado backstage. I wonder what that means.
A beast of an attack.
Let's get your thoughts, Dave, on so far the three contenders for the tag team titles. The New Day, The Awesome Truth, and DIY. What percentage do you give each of these teams to possibly dethroning Judgment Day?
Out of those three, and I know you guys want very badly The Awesome Truth to be the ones to do it, but I would give DIY the best chance right now. I think out of the three teams, they're the most impressive. They seem to have more of the, I don't know about fan support. I mean, New Day's nostalgia at its best, and they were, you know, one of the greatest of all time, so you can't just rule them out. Are we going to talk about, like, there's like some interesting rumors going around about this match. Have you heard that this theory that's going around that the Hardy Boys might show up because it's a ladder match and it's WrestleMania?
I mean, I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it too. Because aren't they still under contract?
I think they're still under an AEW contract. Just because
I don't think Matt is. Matt was in a suite the other night at Raw or something, or SmackDown, I thought.
At least Jeff was in either a Dynamite or a Rampage where he was facing, God, who was he facing at that time? I just remember he was doing his thing where he did the screw you pose and then he blew his fingers and did the little Hardy symbol.
I don't know. I don't think it happens, but anyway, it'd be cool.
It would be interesting, don't get me wrong, but didn't
There's
we already have that at 33?
Interesting rumors going around. Yes, exactly. It was at 33 that the Hardys returned, won the titles in a ladder match. I mean, it would probably get a fairly big pop, I would imagine, but I think the Dudleys showing up would get an even bigger pop in Philadelphia.
Especially in Philly, yeah.
Yeah, but the Dud, like Bubba
I don't
probably,
think D-Von can
yeah,
go.
Bubba can work, but D-Von I don't think can work. The Hardys could.
Bubba's too busy working AEW hardcore fans on X lately, so.
Well, that's true, but I mean, TNA had their 1,000th episode months ago, and 3D was one of the matches, and D-Von, he was just there for a 3D and a WebApp.
All right, last thing for Dave here before we...
I'm looking at this. I don't mean to cut you off.
Oh, you're good. Go ahead.
Jinder Mahal defeated Randy Orton, Bobby Roode, and Rusev. I can't remember that, and that's how important that fucking
It says April 8th, so you
that's
can't
how long,
blame it on Willie Nelson.
That's
day.
How long the concession lines were that day, AJ.
Oh, that's fair. See, I thought it was Willie
Maybe
Nelson
went out,
day,
went
but...
went to get nachos for 20 minutes.
No, you know what? Now that you mention it, I was getting my wife something to drink, and I remember the Rusev Day chants were going on, and... Jinder fucking Mahal.
I should get a point.
Okay.
I should get a pre-point for trivia for that one. And I already blew a trivia question.
I'll let you pick the number first. How about that?
Whoopty fucking do. Okay, Dave. LA Knight and AJ Styles. You heard us talking about it when you jumped in here. What are you doing?
Doing a motion that thank God we're not a video podcast.
God.
I think AJ's trying to say that this match arouses him, Tony.
I suppose.
I already mentioned the gas station pills.
So.
The horny goat weed, is that it?
Horny goat weed? What?
Where do you see these two
There's
guys?
Your title for the episode, Tony.
Where do you see these guys going after this rivalry? Because I don't really see this being more than a WrestleMania.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thing to you? Do you see these guys feuding into, I don't know, Money in the Bank or something? Because I think LA Knight moves on from this. Where does he move on, and what does a heel AJ Summer look like?
I would like to see them kind of continue on, because I think it would be good. It would, LA Knight would benefit more from AJ Styles. Cause if you read, like, AJ just did an interview with, I don't know who, but he was talking about the differences between WWE now with Trips in charge as opposed to Vince, and how things are very different, and how AJ would be telling, you know, cause he wants Tama Tonga in there, which I think is going to happen. You know, and AJ just kind of saying how different things are, and how, you know, he never understood people being released, and now he likes the fact that they just kind of, you got this lateral movement between NXT, but that's neither here nor there, because I think AJ's goal at this point, like, I like what AJ Balazs, the phenomenally funky fresh one, said, that he, you know, he could be the mega heel for SmackDown heading into the summer. But I really think LA Knight would benefit a lot from working with AJ for a while. And it could be one of those, like, quiet feuds that slip under the radar, that kind of starts off innocuously enough and then gets really hot because something, you know, something happens during this match that really elevates this thing. Chances are you guys are right. This is a one-off sort of thing. Let's get both of these guys on the card. Got to figure LA Knight's probably going to win this match, and that's going to help him move on to whatever happens between Orton, Logan Paul, and Kevin Owens, that sort of thing. But I wouldn't be mad about it if this continued in a different way, and we got to see some different elements of what's going to happen. I mean, AJ, you know, if he's going to be Universal Champ, I mean, give me AJ Cody Rhodes. If Cody's the Universal Champion or whatever the hell you're talking about, give me AJ versus Cody Rhodes. I will not be mad about that as far as, like, Cody's first opponent who he's defending the title against, especially if Roman's going to go away for a little bit. I think AJ is as perfect a first opponent as you can get.
Love it. Love it.
And let's also not forget, because I just looked it up, this would be LA Knight's first WrestleMania. So what better way than to face AJ Styles? He wasn't on 39 and he wasn't on 38. I just checked.
There you go. All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a little executive decision here. We were going to kind of book the Knights with the matches that were provided with us for last call, but instead, I'm going to table that till next week, because I realize that we need something good to talk about next week, and hopefully we'll have another two matches in the full card, and we can kind of pre-predict
It'll
what
be
Knights...
three more title changes in AEW by next week. Come
Knights,
on, man.
Knights, WrestleMania, these matches will be on, and we're going to save the AEW talk this week for last call, Dave. We got some AEW notes to hit for last call now, so we're going to switch that out. We're gonna book the matches for each night next week.
Words of Bart Scott. Last call. Can't wait.
So you're invited next week, Dave, as well here, WrestleMania season. I know you're gonna be here in 2 weeks for the WrestleMania preview show, right? We do at least a bi-cast here. Get another tally on both podcasts.
What? Are you telling me Kenny's too busy, or what are you saying?
I don't know if the timing's
going to
work.
We don't know.
Out.
It could be a tri-cast. We never know. We
I
might get DJ on here for a quadcast.
Yeah, we could have a quadcast.
That's a lot of people. Do you want to really I understand, but, like, then... Okay, then it's seven people doing a WrestleMania preview show on 12 matches.
Yeah. Each person gets one match, and then the big matches, we all come together. Come on.
Okay, I'm gonna say something, and you can in your brain you can disagree with me, okay? But that never happens with that amount of people, and I'm really
total
good at...
No, you're right.
Yeah, okay, there we go. All right. But anyway, well,
how many matches you think we're getting? I mean, that seems to be a big topic of conversation.
I heard 12. I heard at least two more. We got 10 already, so that would be six a night. That would make sense. Plus, you got some skits and shit like that that they're going to have going on as well, and probably musical performances and things of that nature. So,
Taylor Swift.
I was about to say, did they announce who is the quote-unquote musical performance of WrestleMania?
It's in Philly. Who's a good musical act from Philly that they could get on the cheap? I wonder. I don't know of anybody. The Philadelphia Flyers Boys Choir. Fuck. Great. Awesome. Let's go.
They might bum someone off of, like, New Jersey or something.
You're close.
Suddenly, Bon Jovi playing Bon Jovi.
Bruce Springsteen is close enough. Yeah, fuck it.
The official theme song for the event is "Gasoline" by The Weeknd. So,
oh yeah, it's
the theme song every time.
Consecutive year, The Weeknd has done the song for WrestleMania.
Fuck.
I know Paramore.
We have Jelly Roll on there. Why don't we have Paramore, Jelly Roll doing something?
Paramore gave Bailey their permission to come out to their song. So I'm sure they're going to have something special for that. So,
well, if she came out to a live performance by Paramore, that'd be I'd be all right with that.
We'll see.
I'd be fantastic about that.
We'll see.
Hell, I'm, after hearing that, I might convince Chantel to actually watch WrestleMania.
So, all right. So
can we get Slayer to do a live performance of South of Heaven this year? I mean, Edge did it last year.
Edge came out to it at least. There's no way you're getting South of Heaven, Dave. Don't even try.
Mandatory Suicide. We'll get a bunch of Slayer songs, man.
They can do Raining Blood for Judgment Day.
War Ensemble.
There you go.
Well, as AJ and Dave continue to debate the different songs and things of that nature that could be done at WrestleMania during the commercial break, we're going to take one right here on DWI 422. When we come back, we're going to do trivia. And don't forget, last call, we got some problems with you, AEW. What's new, right? You got some splaining to do. So, DWI 422, Chairshot Radio Network, thechairshot.com, prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Head over to MyBookie, use promo code CHAIRSHOT for up to a $1,000 welcome bonus. That's promo code CHAIRSHOT, CHAIRSHOT. Head over to MyBookie if you're looking to make your March Madness more interesting. We'll be right back.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I know you missed doing that last week, Tony, but hey, Phenomenal Funky Facts is back. And like I said, you didn't get the pre-point, but instead, Tony, I'll let you go first. There's a lot of points you can get in this week, because we're still going on the WrestleMania trivia bullcrap that I'm on. So, Tony, door number one, door number two, or door number three?
I will choose door number three.
Door number three, and there's 3 points to it.
All right. Dave, you got your pen and your paper ready? He's got it. He's ready to go.
Yeah,
I was just writing up like a little bit of a blurb about a match I watched in WrestleMania 9 that I'm really hoping we get a doink sighting somewhere in AJ's trivia.
Uh-oh.
We are not getting a doink sighting in this week's trivia. I will tell you
double
that now.
Doink.
Not even a dink.
Yeah, not even a dink. Not even a doink. Not even an atom bomb.
How about Crush?
I just said
Shaka, brother.
Bomb.
Oh, go ahead.
All right, 3 points.
So the 3 points are, what are the three states that WrestleMania 2 was in? And I'm saying states. If you can actually give the cities, yeah, fuck it. I'll give bonus points. So the three states that WrestleMania 2 was that had.
I can't remember.
I was about to say perfect for
I
you
can't
guys.
Remember the city in New York.
Uniondale.
Ah, yeah, damn it. Uniondale, I got everything else. I have LA and Chicago.
Yeah. L.A., okay. California.
So what, Dave gets,
and
Dave gets
would
six?
Would you put down for Illinois?
Chicago. Chicago.
Dave only gets five because it was Rosemont.
That's a suburb of Chicago.
Really? You're going to get that technical about
it? Yeah, that was.
It says Rosemont, Illinois. It doesn't say it. Oh, wow. Fine. I'll give you the full points. So, just because you're the best friend.
So I got five then? He got
they
six.
Said, they yeah, said on five. The broadcast, literally, Chicago, Illinois. I mean, I know it's the Rosemont Horizon. You're right. You were absolutely right. It is the Rosemont Horizon.
Either way.
I think even on the broadcast, they say Chicago.
It's like northwest-ish Dave of Chicago by, or some shit like that.
Dave leads by one.
Dave leads by one. All right. Dave, one or two, since Tony wanted to drop
you
the
know,
threes.
In honor of DP, we're going to drop a deuce right here.
And this was before Dave came on here, but Tony ruined this trivia question, so I had to change it up a little bit here. Talking about R-Truth not having a win at WrestleMania, mm-hmm. he on the current roster, the active roster, he has the worst WrestleMania record, actually. What is that record? Since PCS Tunnius wanted to ruin it, because I was going to say who's the only person on the roster that has a winless record. Tony says 0-4. Dave says 0-8. It is 0-5. So Tony gets the point.
Yeah, let's go tie game, baby.
Quite possibly how this is running. It's probably going to be 1-5, but at the point, it's tied up.
The ratings are through the roof here.
But this one's got 6 points to it, though.
Oh, my goodness.
I made sure that we got tons of points for this one. What are the six wrestlers that have 10 or more losses at WrestleMania?
All right,
10 or more losses,
and
there's only six.
We'll do a double Jeopardy theme for this one, so you got 60 seconds.
Ooh.
Ready? Six or more wrestlers that have 10 or more losses?
There's six wrestlers with 10-plus losses at WrestleMania. Who are they? Let's see if we get. If
I got,
we got
six names
six.
Down. You got six names down.
I got six names down.
Should we just list them one at a time without
see.
Instead of showing them? Should we just list them one at a time? Who we have?
Sure. Go ahead. Go ahead. You go first. Who's your first one, Tony?
I'll go first. Bret Hart.
Bret Hart is not one of the six.
Right. Dave, did you say Bret Hart or no?
No.
Okay.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn is one of them.
Ah, crap. I don't have Shawn.
I know. Mr. WrestleMania with this shit.
Mr. WrestleMania has record. Like 10 losses. Actually, 11 losses. All right.
Triple H.
Trips is one of them. Do you have Trips, Dave?
I have Trips as
Damn
well.
It.
All
right, Dave's,
Dave's still
the
on there. Trips
one.
With the most. Trips with the most losses at 13.
Dave's leading by one. This is like a. This is like a. This is like penalty kicks or like a shootout in hockey.
Yeah. Yes. Kind of, yeah.
Lionel Messi. No. Chris Jericho.
I also have Chris Jericho.
Jericho is not one of the six.
Dang it, and I'm still down one. Okay. Edge.
Edge is not one of the six.
Did you have Edge, Dave? No.
I did not have Edge.
Okay. Dang, I can only get two more points, so if Dave gets another one, I can only tie him.
This one, I'm not sure, but Ric Flair.
No, he has Flair, no. 10 manias, I don't think.
He actually has 8 losses, not 10, though.
Oh, that's more.
He's 4-8.
All right. I gotta get at least one of these next two right and hope Dave doesn't have any right. The Big Show.
The Big Show is one.
Yeah! Do you have the Big Show, Dave? We're tied! We're tied. How many do you have left? I have one left to name.
I got two left.
Okay, all right. Let's see.
But I know one's not for right. sure. But
I
The Miz.
I also
the
have
Miz is one of them.
And I also have The Miz, so we're tied still.
All right, let's
right?
see if Dave,
Dave
can
you
get
have you have
the
two.
Other one.
I just put Wait. Daniel Bryan down.
No,
Daniel Bryan is not
he
one of
been
them.
In
no.
10. Okay, so we both got two right there, right?
Correct.
There's one
so
guy
you guys
left.
Are tied.
There's
I've got three.
Left.
I got Shawn, Triple H, and Miz.
Oh, I got Big Show. Okay, yeah, I bet Big Show, Triple
and you got
H,
Big
and Miz.
Show.
Yep, okay, so, yeah. You had Shawn, and I had Big Show. Yeah, so we're still tied. Do you want to do 30 more seconds to see if we can figure out the last one?
Don't you have a name left, honey?
No, I'm all out because we had a couple the same.
Shit, so we're tied.
I'll give you 30 more seconds to see if you can name these last two here.
Well, there's two. We only have four? Yeah, that's
there's
right.
There's two left.
All right, okay, here we go.
I had the numbers
seconds
down.
And it's,
we're down to two.
If we don't get it, AJ wins, or if we tie. That's right, HBK.
I like those odds.
Oh, shit, no.
What do you got, Tony?
I mean,
this guy has such a great win-loss record, but he sucks so much lately. Cena.
Cena is not one of the names.
Christian?
Christian's not one of the names either.
Let's keep going. Orton. Randy Orton.
Orton is one of the names.
Oh, so now I have my other guess. If it's got to be the other guy.
The last
yeah, I don't
one.
Have I don't have Orton. Jeff Hardy.
It's not Jeff Hardy.
Ah, Dave wins. Son of a bitch. Who is the other one?
Well, it's got to be Kane.
Oh, damn it.
Kane. I was thinking Kane.
Congrats, Dave. Great job, AJ. Folks, don't forget to head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Check it out. And my bookie, promo code CHAIRSHOT, CHAIRSHOT, for up to $1,000 welcome bonus. My bookie, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Don't drink and drive. Drink and podcast. Last call here on the DWI podcast. Dave Ungar, AJ Balazs, PC Tunney, DP out on assignment. We are mere 2 weeks away and some change from WrestleMania 40, you guys. I mean, I know that means a lot to a lot of WWE fans. And I don't want to give... I'm not trying to offend people that like are AJ's age even. But, like, even me, I don't remember the first two WrestleManias. I vaguely remember the third one, like, as a 6-year-old. So, but for people older than me and forward, like, they've been teenagers and older for this stuff for 40 years. It's
ironic you say that, because I know on the Big Four we talked about how, like, I have a vague recollection, and I mean, you were 6 years old when, what, WrestleMania 4 came out?
Three.
And I was like, you know,
I turned 6 in 87.
I was like 19. So there's a little, there you go, kids. Do the math. You can figure out the difference in age.
I wasn't even a twinkle in my
That's
daddy
okay.
Guy.
You're, but, so that's okay.
But no, like, I remember that's okay. WrestleMania 4 a lot better.
Dave, I am older than AJ than you are older than me. So that should make you feel better.
But I remember, like, 3 was just, and maybe it's because 4 was the first one that really got that pay-per-view penetration where it was everywhere. You know, well, everybody was talking about not that kind of penetration, goddammit.
Trump Plaza and a tournament for the title, that's going to get people going.
Yeah, it was a really, it was a big, big deal.
I'd be remiss to not announce that on his very own show. That it is DP's official favorite WrestleMania of all time is number 4.
You know, and we did the review of it, and I know, like, when we went through it, it's one of my favorites as well. And I know, like, you look at the tournament, the matches were too short. There were some stupid finishes involved and that sort of thing. But, I mean, Randy Savage emerging as a champion really got the job done. So,
yeah, I hear you. I restarted the music because I was just, you know, waxing poetic nostalgically about WrestleMania season when last call is, in fact, about AEW.
Yeah, that's true. 40 years of WrestleMania, 4 years of AEW.
But I can tell you, though, for more nostalgia and, you know, a look back at the past on WWE big events, tune into the Big Four, because I'm sure another one's going to be out in the next week and a half or so, because we're going to be recording tomorrow, maybe sooner than that. Who knows?
You know, I already thought of my next trivia question. It's a personal one, so it's not something you can look up. Why are you perking your ears up? I'm not going to say it until next week.
You can't even see my ears.
I meant Dave. All right, Dave was the one that had his eyebrow
can't
raised.
Can't see my ear.
AEW Dynamite this week. Let's start with Okada winning the Continental Breakfast Championship. And the the cuts to the back of Tony Khan watching on a monitor with the Young Bucks. Thoughts, gentlemen? How did you enjoy that? And like I said, between a thread between the Big Four, between me, Dave, and DJ, Okada, I hope the money was worth it, because you just beat Eddie. I refuse to respect wrestling and not look like a homeless man from Portland, Kingston for one of the least important titles in the entire industry. Yeah. How do you like that, AJ?
This is my thing. When I'm going to quote something back from New Japan's Wrestle Kingdom. When your main ambassador, per se, in John Moxley, can't keep track of your fucking championships, that's a problem. And this is one of those championships where it's like, what the hell are we doing? I hope the money was worth it. I know that Okada's friends with the Young Bucks and everything else. I am in agreeance to the opening of the Mindless Wrestling podcast, where Jason literally says, you look like a guy who should be pumping my fucking gas, because he does. I've never liked Eddie Kingston. My favorite thing about Eddie Kingston was when he was in TNA with the DCC, where he got suplexed onto 2 chairs on the back of the chairs, not the seat, the actual back of the chairs side by side, and he took a suplex and he just bent. I'm pretty sure I called him Eddie 2 Chairs for 5-7 years, some shit like that, but I just... Like you said, Tony, I hope the fucking money was worth it, Okada, because this is what you're going to be doing for 3-4 years, however long your deal was.
I didn't watch the match. I heard about it. I was, I think I was texting with you and DJ about some stuff. And as soon as, like, we were talking about it, the next thing, you know, oh, Okada's already got a title. Well, that didn't take long. I mean, Eddie Kingston only beat Daniel Bryan at Revolution, Bryan Danielson. Although I did notice Renee Paquette called him Daniel Bryan on the pre-show as well, so who the fuck really cares anymore?
I mean...
But, yeah, exactly. So you beat Bryan Danielson at Revolution to get all this respect, and then you drop the title to Kazuchika Okada, which... I don't hate Eddie Kingston like you guys are indicating. Yeah, he could look a lot better. It's just like some bum on the street. The king of the bums, as Bryan Danielson calls him. But yeah, I don't know, man. Can you say the word hot shot? Yeah.
I want you to go watch. You don't have to watch the match, but I want you to go look at what he wore in the match, Eddie Kingston. And how stupid he looked. Anyway.
And I'm going to throw a little bit of Japan wrestling lore into this because it's Andrew related. Do you know how much Andrew drank himself to make sure he could forget the fact that Eddie Kingston wore something to respect the four pillars of Japan in Kawada, where he was in a full green outfit and he looked like a bum that just got off of the fucking Supersonics team? Yeah, no. The fact that I actually remembered the Supersonics, no.
All right. Other topic in AEW that I want to complain about. Okay, so how big was that arena last night in Toronto? That couldn't have been more than 3,000 to 5,000. It was like one lower bowl. It wasn't that big. Now, I know they capitalized in using Edge and Christian to finish that match, and the match was decent, but is this really what Adam Copeland wanted to leave the WWE for? Am I just sounding like a WWE elitist, or like, are they getting paid this much money and they just get to play with their friends and they don't really care anymore? Because I know if I was making the kind of money that WWE pays their top stars and the kind of schedule that they don't really have to work after they've earned it, and I was still wrestling in front of, you know, 10 to 20,000 seat arenas every week, and I went down to this and I'm wrestling between 1,500 and 4,000 people once in a while, mainly 2,000. I don't know. I've said it before. Sasha Banks and Edge's legacy are a little bit tarnished to me. Dave, you ready to jump in on this one?
I mean, if you listen to Adam Copeland's comments about beating Christian and moving on to other things, he's perfectly content because there's no handcuffs on him. He can do what they want. They don't have to worry about the strictures that WWE put on them. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. But I'm sure there is a level of freedom involved in being at AEW that he appreciates after all these years. And, you know, I don't begrudge these guys for trying to start something new. But, yeah, I mean, at this point in time, you look at what they're drawing. I haven't seen the numbers for Dynamite yet. I'm sure we'll get them pretty soon. I'm not sure if they had a better showing. And I think, like, wasn't Adam Copeland versus Christian, that was on Rampage, wasn't it? Because they filmed them back-to-back. And showed him back to back, I guess, because of the Final Four, or not the Final Four, the tournament. I can't imagine that this is what he expected, but you know, at the same time, they're all just going off on how great their roster is, how loaded it is, all these free agent pickups and that sort of thing, and that's all fine and great. But like you and me and DJ were commenting last night, Tunny, about all these free agent signings are great. If MJF shows up at WrestleMania, none of them mean a damn thing because everybody's just going to melt down and that sort of thing. But I don't know, man. It's hard to tell what the hell they're doing, whether they really got momentum, whether they just think they've got momentum. You know, you got Mercedes Moné out there talking about a global revolution for women. And meanwhile, Meltzer's spreading lies about the AEW women's locker room that Britt Baker got to give her kudos, came out on Twitter and just slapped his ass down.
The Coca-Cola Coliseum in Toronto holds 7,779 people. So if they sold
they
that
filled.
If they sold they that, sold out, that out, that's pretty good. It's getting near 10. But you also have two of the greatest wrestlers in the history of Toronto, Canada.
Ending their 40-year story. You talk about Cody ending her story. They ended a 40-year story right there, and I'm sure they all went out and hugged it out and had a couple drinks. And so that was fun.
Maybe that's the plan. Maybe that's the plan, Dave. Maybe that's what Tony Khan's doing. He's paying all these big name people all this money so that he can just work in their hometowns because it's guaranteed to sell out when they feature them in their hometown. Sting goes down to Greensboro. I know it's not his hometown, but it's like it. It's like one of his wrestling hometowns. Sasher, Mercedes, my favorite new thing. The CEO. How stupid that was. And
she ain't getting paid like a CEO. Boston, that's for sure.
And now the boys, the Toronto boys, who grew up and went to WrestleMania 6, return home for an AEW show of less than 8,000. No big deal. Who's next? Where's Big Show from?
Parts that unknown?
Great question. I don't really know. I actually did watch this match, though, surprisingly enough. And I liked it. It made sense. Up until
it made sense, Dave, up until the point it didn't make sense.
Yeah,
it made sense up until the handcuffs and the multiple handcuffs.
Yeah, like what is
how many
this,
sets
what,
of handcuffs do you have, Edge?
Three.
Yeah, there was
apparently.
Five, wasn't? I thought there was. Didn't they have? Oh, okay, they
it
had
was
four.
Three.
They had four though.
Yeah, but the mom, like Nick Wayne's mom, ran out or something like that. I liked the match. It worked. I don't understand why someone wanted to get hit in the nuts about 10 times and then the whack across the head is where you want to quit. Okay, but I give AEW so much shit, I'm not going to lie. And if whatever Edge, Adam Copeland, whatever we want to call him, is true with his daughter saying, like, go have fun with Uncle Jay, I can respect that. I can give some credibility where it's like, yeah, go have fun with your friend. Go have fun with your childhood friend where you want to do this wrestling journey and that's what you're doing and everything else. I'm fine with that. That makes sense. That's it just works. And it did work where Copeland is now technically a two-time TNT world champion. Or whatever, I guess just TNT champion. Giving Christian his flowers where he actually gave that title a lot of relevance up until Edge debuted. But again, I didn't have a problem with the match. It worked. It worked for what it was up until, like I said.
Do you remember the name of the club with the spikes on it? What was it called again?
Spike.
Spike. Oh, yeah. So, Dave, did you see this or no?
I did.
What did you think of Spike? AJ, go ahead and finish your thought. Then I want to hear Dave's thoughts on Spike.
He did seven, if we remember what Goldust's moves called, Broken Dreams onto Christian and then grabs Spike, does another one with Spike in his hand, and suddenly the end of the match is, I'm going to El Kabong him in the head with this thing. No, I quit. You just got hit in the nuts eight times. I'm pretty sure getting hit in the nuts eight times is a lot more painful than getting whacked in the head.
Well, I mean,
that's just me.
But it's the spike factor, AJ.
Sure,
he was going to get hit in the
head
with Spike.
Him. Could have spiked into his
Dave,
brain.
Do you want to take a spike to the nuts?
No, I don't. I prefer to just bypass that completely. But, you
there
know.
There you go.
What do I think of him naming his bat Spike?
And carrying it in a coffin case?
Well, we needed the coffin thing because Darby Allin's going to go climb Mount Everest.
With a broken foot? Good luck with that.
Yeah, the things that Darby has done, I don't doubt him.
No, they don't.
It's going to be a tragedy. Darby Allin froze to death on Mount Everest because he couldn't fucking move.
They postponed it.
Thank God. I mean, it's rough enough doing that like when you're completely fine, but naming weaponry now, I mean, it's like Mr. Socko, but not as cool.
This is when the kids get to play and do whatever they want, you know? Oh, here I are.
I will say, like what AJ was saying, I don't think Edge and Christian could have told this story in WWE. They were not going to get the opportunity to tell this story there. So in that respect, like you're saying, Edge's daughter, go have fun with Uncle Jay. The only place he could do that was in AEW, and that is probably a factor that we don't give Adam Copeland enough credit for. Hey, this is what we want to do. I know I can't do that here in WWE. I will go somewhere where I can do it. And by and large, that was a fun feud, you know, a good way to end things. It got you know, Christian got over even more, you know, of course, burying dead fathers, no pun intended. We'll do that. And then, you know, you got Adam Copeland. It's the only thing, but I'm kind of glad now. Okay. Yeah, you guys move on, go on from that. Let Edge do some matches with some of these other guys that could really use the rub to get in there with the TNT title. I mean, there's lots of young talent, you know, in AEW. They got a loaded roster. Adam Copeland, Okada, let's unify some titles, goddammit. Oh, let's go.
All right, well, that's enough.
See, they're trying to be not WWE in unifying those titles, but sorry, there's a bug.
Yeah, but when you've got 10, you should at least have a common denominator and get it down to like 5.
Yeah, but they don't have 10. They have like 14, 15, some shit like that.
All right, well, that's enough AEW talk. We're on the road to WrestleMania. This show has come to its conclusion. Dave, thank you for jumping on and playing some trivia and shooting the shit with us. Can't wait to record another Big Four project tomorrow. What do we? Oh, yes, that's right. SummerSlam 92, folks. There's going to be a watch-along
with
this one.
Including the watch-along of Brett, the Hitman Hart, and Davey Boy Smith.
Good times. All right, Dave, let everybody know where they can find you all over the social interwebs and all over the airwaves.
You can find me on the platform that we call Twix at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG, Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression and at Attitude of Aggression, all one word, on Instagram and Threads.
AJ?
You could follow me at Elon Musk Cesspool at Phenomenal AJB. That's AJB in all caps. And everywhere else on social media, you can find me, Phenomenal AJB. And also, don't forget, not just podcast galore, we are articles galore, sports entertainment, you name it, we got it on thechairshot.com.
And also, don't forget where to send your hate tweets to,
you
right,
go.
Honey?
Yeah, you
can either send it to It's Me, DPP, at Ray Cash, R-E-Y as Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollar signs, or the IWC War Chief.
You almost got it, buddy. You almost got it. C-A-S-H.
Or if you really don't like what we said, at Wrestling Realist. That's where you should send your
That's the true one.
You can follow this show at Podcast DWI on X. You can follow this show at DWI Podcast, Facebook.com. And you can follow me at PC Tunney. And like I always say, don't forget to follow and listen to everything on Chairshot Radio Network on all of your favorite streaming platforms. Until next time, I'm just excited. I'm excited for WrestleMania season, guys. And that's it.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.